So I do kind of, this is sort of, this is the sort of thing where I'll sort of speculate out loud, that I do think that there could be something in the fact that, because you have early support from these kind of, Anglican evangelical kind of moral reformers, people who I think it's been persuasively argued saw their mission as the kind of remoralization of Britain in general, and the slave trade was merely kind of an early item on their to-do list. And it kind of, it hammers home the fact that it's not a movement primarily about racial equality, or, you know, it's a movement that sees the slave trade and slavery as one of a whole host of different sins that religious reformers might want to get rid of in Britain. And I think that what that means is that you have people like William Wilberforce, who are these kind of elite allies inside the establishment, which not only means that there's the opportunity, but also the kind of means to take a kind of parliamentary route into it. So though there's pressure on Parliament from masses of people signing petitions, they do have MPs and other allies inside helping them out. And so I've always wondered if that might be one of the reasons that you see, to a lesser degree than other countries, the reason that you see a development of less involvement, for example, of women in leadership roles. So because it's kind of got a role in the establishment, you almost perhaps have less of a generation of kind of countercultural campaigning techniques. Mm. Whereas in the US, for example, the refusal of Congress to even hear petitions about slavery at a certain point means that you kind of, anti-slavery also develops a kind of outsider countercultural mentality, which includes, for example, the birth of the American women's rights movement comes out of challenges that are made to women's rights to speak on platforms and things. So I do wonder if, to some extent, in the British case, there's an essence to which, because there are these surprising roots and alliances of the into the establishment, it ends up to some degree kind of using channels that already exist, reworking existing avenues and channels of things like petitioning, which is, you know, ostensibly a quite humble approach to Parliament, rather than in other countries, people are sort of put into the margins and things. Yeah.